Julia Ridpath of USDA's National Animal Disease Center has some research going on that will be of interest to beef and dairymen.
Well, what we're trying to do here at the NADC is assist producers in reducing the amount of money that's being lost to BVD infections every year. And to do that, we're trying to improve the diagnostics and improve the surveillance programs that the diagnostics are being used in, and also improve the means of preventing infections, such as vaccination.
Just how valuable is that work to the beef and dairy industry?
Well, we're estimating that the reproductive cost, based on our incidence of BVD and the number of animals we have born every year, is going to run $376 million to $1.5 billion to the industry per year. In milk production, the cost to the dairy industry that's running, we are estimating at $330 million to $494 million per year. In feedlot sales, we're thinking it's costing feedlot owners about $360 million per year.
Ridpath explains why BVD is so difficult to control.
BVD has the strange ability to produce a persistent infection. And what happens is that animals who are infected in the first 120 days of gestation become persistently infected. And what happens there is the animal can no longer differentiate between its own tissues and the virus. So it puts virus into everything that it makes. So it has virus in its skin cells, it has virus in its nerve cells, it has virus in the cells lining its respiratory tract and lining its reproductive tract and lining its digestive tract. So you can imagine these little persistently infected animals then are the typhoid Marys of the cattle world, and they're constantly shedding BVD, and everything they come in contact then develops BVD.
She talks about what has not worked and how their new plans are to make the system work better.
What we've been doing with BVD for the past 40 to 60 years is just trying to vaccinate it out of existence. And this is a disease that is just not going to work with, because if we don't get rid of the persistently infected animals, the vaccines can't do their job. And so we would set up surveillance programs that would get rid of these persistently infected animals so that the vaccines have a chance to do their job. And going that way, we can probably have a pretty good chance, if not eradicating BVD completely, severely reducing the amount of BVD we have in the United States.
Julia Ridpath of USDA's National Animal Disease Center, and a look at her studies into better ways to control BVD. She said that thus far there's been some ear notch testing that has proved promising. They're also looking at pooling tests, and another goal is to find a way to turn around the results of testing much more quickly.